Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. What follows is a good-sized handful of largely unrelated love songs, except they reveal something about the range of what songwriters come up with, from the more or less conventional to the nearly nuts. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
To give you a sense of where these songs are going, here are some examples of the kinds of songs I had in mind when I started putting this show together. There are so many June Spoon Moon songs, so many lush melodies, that you keep trying to find something a little different, something with a touch of the zany, in their language if not their sentiments. Like most of the songs that follow, they switch back and forth between the two characters you expect to encounter, I and you. Francis White, I'd Like to Be a Monkey in the Zoo, and Arthur Siegel and Dorothy Loudon, I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee.
I hate to be a camel, cause a camel never drinks. And besides, a camel's back is full of humps. An ossie, that's a funny bird. It's just a rubberneck. And if I were one, I'd hate to have the mumps. Now, an owl's all right, cause he never sleeps at night. And an owl only sees well in the dark. There's just one thing I'm jealous of, and will be till I die. I envy every monkey in the park. Gee, I'd like to be a monkey in the zoo. Why, you never find a monkey feeling blue. And you needn't wear no gaiters. You get nice boiled potatoes and a lot of other little goody food. I'd like to be a monkey in a zoo. Why, you never have a bit of work to do. You just lay upon a shelf and scratch and scratch yourself. Gee, I'd like to be a monkey in a zoo. I'd hate to be an elephant. They're as clumsy as can be. And nobody ever loves you when you're fat.
We were always going in for every sort of vitamin we'd read about. But we find we're filled up with what the doctors recommended as a build-up. I'd like to make it known that since I've met you, I have thrown their theories out.
You agree with me,
though you're not my vitamins A, B, C, D.
I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread. I wish that you were in the highball going to my head.
When you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable.
Fee,
fi,
fo,
fum, we're overcome with the cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms, and everything.
I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king.
Sweetheart,
if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
Gee,
overcome with a cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms and everything.
I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king. Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
Francis White with William White and Bert Hanlon's I'd Like to Be a Monkey in the Zoo, and Arthur Siegel and Dorothy Loudon with Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva's I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A lot of these songs struggle with questions of identity. It's not the contemporary mumbo-jumbo about self-realization, but rather a witty sense of self that comes from how you feel about somebody else and how that somebody feels about you. It's about what's going on inside you, maybe somebody else as well, that also puts you out in the world. You've been shaped by experience rather than feelings. Let's at least start with some assertiveness, even though none of the assumptions come with limitless confidence. Even so, they're pretty clear about what's on their mind. She doesn't love him because he's perfect. She loves him with her eyes wide open because she loves him. From Kurt Vile and Ogden Nash's 1943 score to One Touch of Venus, Mary Martin sings That's Him.
You know the way you feel when there is autumn in the air. That's him. That's him. The way you feel when Antoine has finished with your hair. That's him. That's him. You know the way you feel when you smell bread baking. The way you feel when suddenly a tooth stops aching. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him, that's him. He is as simple as a swim in summer. Not arty, not actory. He's like a plumber when you need a plumber. He's satisfactory. You know the way you feel when you want to knock on wood. The way you feel when your heart is gone for good. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him. You could shuffle him with millions, soldiers and civilians. I'd pick him out. In the darkest caves and hallways, I would know him always, beyond a doubt. Identification comes easily to me, because that's he. Feel about the rhapsody in blue. That's him. Oh, that's him. The way you feel about a hat created just for you. That's him. That's him. You know the way you feel when the fireflies glimmer. The way you feel when overnight your hips grow slimmer. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him.
Mary Martin, that's him. The song may focus on you, it may focus on him. Point of view flits back and forth from song to song, especially since most love songs have only two characters that matter. You examine yourself, articulate your emotions, dwell on them, even wallow in them. Or you extend yourself toward another person, laying out what you see, what you know, what you believe, no matter how satisfying or frustrating. If nothing else, the characters in songs usually pride themselves on their honesty. Faith Prince, I Do the Best I Can with What I've Got, and Peggy Lee, I Don't Know Enough About You.
I am the toast of the town, I once boasted. I, in my elegant gown, was most toasted. But now my toast, if I even have bread, is burnt. And so now I boast that this lesson instead I have learned. I'm a girl who's living day to day, never shun whatever comes my way. Other people plan, other people plot, I do what I can with what I got. Found a little talent where I'm strong. Oh, found a little place where I belong. For this little span I have in this spot, I do what I can with what I got. Girls are broke who banked on banks. Take what's offered and give thanks. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. That's how you get through. Learning how to live within my means. Oh, I have eaten lots of pork and beans. Haven't got a pan, haven't got a pot, only got the can. That's all I got. Assets I have found can come and go. I, for one, fall back on what I know. Sometimes a divan, sometimes just a cot. I do what I can with what I got. I, for one, am one for making do. Oh, like to see what I could make of you. Mr. Fancy Dan, give a girl a shot. I do what I can with what I got. Don't know what's yet to be faced, so let no chance go to waste. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. That's how you get through. Waiting for your holdings to expand. Don't lose hold of what you have in hand. So what if a man hasn't got a lot? I do what I can with what he's got. I use it up, I wear it out, I make do or do without.
Thank you. about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmer to schmoo. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
Faith Prince, I Do the Best I Can with What I've Got, and Peggy Lee, I Don't Know Enough About You. Let's try some more I and You songs that become more unusual as we go along. They're not wacky by any means, but they do take positions that are just a little off-center. The first one starts us out with the kind of romantic self-satisfaction songs have always been good at. But the second one dwells on dissatisfaction, even though it's a duet from an operetta, typically the most romantic of songs. We'll see. Kristen Chenoweth with Nobody Else But Me, and Zaina Fredland and Stephen Carr, I Wish I Was Anybody But Me.
Shy, dim, your type, inhibited, insecure type of maid. I stayed within my little shell till a certain cutie told me I was swell. Now I'm smug and snooty, confident as hell. Me the way I am. I have my faults. He loves I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me.
Changed in my cradle by my nurse or something like, for I ain't turned out what I ought to be, and nothing seems to be right.
Mon Dieu, pas bien, mon cher, ça c'est ça.
Sometimes I gets to dreaming, as a fellow will you see, of the kind of a sort of a me I'd be if I wasn't the me that's me.
Mon Dieu, parle, mon cher, oh, ça c'est très tragique.
I dream that I'm a pirate bull that knows no fear, a raven swearing, tearing son of a seasick buccaneer. I carries around 100 pounds of iron in my sash, and I shakes my fist as I gives a twist to my bristling black moustache. On a coral reef I eats raw beef, which I carves when a cutlass true, and I picks my teeth with a gleaming dirk when my bloody meal is through.
Mon Dieu, parle, mon cher.
Dreams of floods of human blood and chests of dead men's well. And then somebody wakes me up, and I find I'm just myself. I wish I was anybody else but me. Anybody else would do. It's awful discouraging being me when I ought to be you or you. I tries to smile, but what's the use? It hits me with a slam when I gets to thinking of who I would be if I wasn't who I am.
Kristen Chenoweth with Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Nobody Else But Me. And from Victor Herbert and Rita Johnson Young's score to Naughty Marietta, Zaina Fredland and Stephen Carr, I Wish I Was Anybody But Me. Extend this kind of shifting far enough, and you're sure to encounter wit and a sense of romantic play. The song sounds mock serious, mock regretful. Actually, its regret is real, but it uses wit to express it. As the points of view switch back and forth, as the tables keep turning, what you don't expect amidst the playfulness of wit is sympathy, even mock sympathy that's rooted in real feeling. It sounds harder to sort out than it is, as you'll realize when you listen to Michael Feinstein sing Poor You.
I'm sad for anybody walking about who's missed all the thrills I've been through. I'm sad for anybody who hasn't found out just what your caresses can do. And that's why I'm especially sad for you. Poor you. I'm sorry you're not me, for you will never know what loving you can be. Poor you. You never know your charms, you never feel your warmth, you're never in your arms. When it is you I'm kissing, I pity you constantly. You don't know what you're missing, for you're only kissing poor me. Poor you. You'll live your whole life through, and yet you'll never know the thrill of loving you.
Michael Feinstein with Burton Lane and Yip Harburg's Poor You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A love song that hedges its bets is almost not a love song. The main romantic ballad from the Albert Haig Dorothy Fields 1959 musical Redhead is an example. The major love ballad has an unusually tentative title that falls far short of the permanence and certainty love songs usually trade in. Imagine your lover saying that you're just enough. Richard Kiley sings, My Girl is Just Enough Woman for Me.
was wonderful, unbeatable. When I introduce her, she's so meetable. She is tall enough, yet small enough. My girl is just enough woman for me. She's so feminine, she clings so well. She wears all those silly, frilly things so well. Her posterior, superior. My girl is just enough woman for me. I really couldn't go her the first time we two met. Oh my God, she was odd. But now I've come to know her and felt her magic touch. She's enough. She's too much. My girl's everything I hoped to find. Too good for an ordinary dope to find. She's so fair and square, but here and there, my girl is just enough woman. My girl is just enough woman for me. My girl is just enough woman for me.
Richard Kiley, My Girl is Just Enough Woman for Me. Imagine all the things you can do with Just Enough Woman. I'm choosing one that's about as un-PC as you can get. I hope it'll give you a sense of how humor comes from extending what's ordinary, especially when it comes to human frailty. Nobody ever said that comedy was kind. Its honest truth-telling can be more cruel than a lot of us are ready for. We start with a couple, apparently not young anymore, but they're still out there on the dance floor, kicking up their heels in a notably comic way. Together, they make a funny picture as Louis Armstrong sings about Big Fat Ma and Skinny Pa.
Everybody, fall in line. Grab your partner and get back on time. Big Fat Ma and Skinny Pa gonna do a dance you never saw.
Now look here. Look grand old boy for me to know. And every show to sing, start singing some more. And big fat ball, skinny ball, that's all. Hey, hey.
From 1925, Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five, Big Fat Ma and Skinny Pa. The rest of these songs, some bordering on the surreal, come from the 1940s after the war ended. I have no idea why. It was hardly a frivolous time. The returning vets were much more serious than their World War I counterparts. They went to school, got married, and took on mortgages. They were getting settled, and songs often reflected their mood, though in idealized terms. But in the midst of all that, there were novelty songs about loving large women that pulled no punches about their points of view. From 1947, Arthur Godfrey, Two Fat Polka, and from 1949, Louis Jordan, I Like 'Em Fat Like That.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, 'cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
She prance up a hill.
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in your coupe?
By herself, she's a group.
Could she possibly sit upon your knee?
No, no, no.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
And she's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
Yeah, she's too fat, much too fat.
But she's just right for me. She's so charming, and she's so winning.
But it's alarming when she goes in swimming.
We don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me. So I sure want her, you can't have her. She's just right for me.
But she's too fat.
She's not too fat. She's just right for me.
She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more. Some I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, much too fat, she's too fat for me. Hey!
Thank you. us all criticize, joke about my baby size. She's read with me because you see, I like 'em fat like that. When she bounces down the street, she's a whole heap of honey and ain't she sweet. Feels so fine to know she's mine, I like 'em fat like that. You can have all those lean chicks, tender and tall, but when it comes to mean kicks, a big fat mom is the best of all. After I get through working, I reach and grab my hat. Hurry home, don't want her to be alone. I like 'em fat like that.
Arthur Godfrey, Too Fat Polka, and Louis Jordan, I Like 'Em Fat Like That. The most surreal of this group of songs builds to a very funny punchline that's exactly the kind of nonsense the comedy relies on. Its title sounds like a slang expression, but it's actually a summary of sorts of what happens in the song to lead to the joke at the end. You love to hug your 303-pound girl, but you also need a piece of chalk. I'll let the song explain why. From 1946, Hoagie Carmichael, Huggin' and Chalkin'.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McKee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away some chalk, a mark to see where you began. One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away, when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other way, over the mountain, coming around the other way. Nobody ever said I'm weak, my bones don't ache, my joints don't creak, but I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at, you have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began.
One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a beggin' her to be my bride,
when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand,
coming around the other side,
over the mountain,
coming around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalking up the mark down in Yellowstone Park,
when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other side,
over the mountain, over the great divide.
Hoagie Carmichael, Huggin' and Chalkin'. The final song in this group is a series of one-liners. It's different from those that precede it because it's much more recent and relies less on jokes about size and more on wordplay. It's jokey and witty and defies you not to be surprised. So here's a final song about size, also surreal in its own particular way. Michael Feinstein sings David Ross and Marshall Bearer's Shall We Join the Ladies?
Shall we join the ladies? Yes, dude, let's join the ladies and make one great big lady. Taken separately, the girls can be confusing, but as a whole, they might, I think, be quite amusing. I'd rather have one enormous lady with two tremendous eyes than 20 with 40 of ordinary size. I move we join those darling daughters. I mean, join them to each other and make one great huge mother. You maintain that if she's big, she'll be ungainly. Well, I maintain that you're a prig who spouts inanely. My cousin Denise weighed 700 pounds and wasn't fat at all. She was indeed quite slender, though tall, terribly tall. Oh, what a fine finale for such a summer's day, for in the damp and sultry weather, the ladies seem to tend to stick together. Anyway, have you noticed that? So shall we join the ladies? I mean, really join the ladies and make one great big lady. What do you say?
Michael Feinstein, Shall We Join the Ladies? In a way, this has been a show less about content and more about the way songs play off themselves and extend themselves in varying directions to varying degrees. They seek to be distinctive and attention-getting, yet always within the limits of what songs do. So to close, here are two songs whose content is about writing songs, not because they explain it, because they play with it in different ways, one minimalist, one postmodern, one reducing a song to what's elemental, the other borrowing and adapting its materials from the past. David Craig, Blah Blah Blah, and Madonna, More.
I've written you a song, a beautiful routine. I hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then, just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon, blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon, blah, 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 love. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling, with you. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling, with
you.
Once upon a time, I had plenty of nothing, which was fine with me because I had rhythm, music, love, the sun, the stars, and the moon above had the clear blue sky and the deep blue sea. That was when the best things in life were free. Then time went by and now I get plenty of plenty, which is fine with me because I still got love, I still got rhythm, but look at what I got to go with them. Who could ask for anything more? I hear you query. Who could ask for anything more? Well, let me tell you, dearie. Got my diamonds, got my yacht, got a guy I adore. I'm so happy with what I got. I want more. Count your blessings. One, two, three. I just hate keeping score. Any number is fine with me, as long as it's more. As long as it's more. I'm no mathematician. All I know is addition. I find counting a bore. Keep the number mounting, your accountant knows accounting. Got rhythm, music too, just as much as before. Got my guy and my sky of blue. Now, however, I own the view. More is better than nothing true, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Nothing's better than more. It's fun, why not two? And if you like two, might as well a four. And if you like four, why not a few? Why not a slew? More, more. If you got a little, why not a lot? Add a bit and it'll get to be a noodle. Every jot and tittle adds to the pot. Soon you got the kid as well as the caboodle. More, more. Never say when, never stop plenty. It's gonna rain at it pour. Happy with 10, happy with 20. If you like a penny, wouldn't you like many much more? Or does that sound too greedy? That's not greed, no indeed. That's just stocking the store. Gotta fill your cupboard, remember Mother Hubbard. Each possession your spirits to soar. That's what's soothing about excess. Never settle for something less. Something's better than nothing. Yes, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Except all. Except once you have it all,
have it all,
you may find all else above,
else above,
that though things are bliss, there's one thing you miss. And that's more, more.
David Craig with George and Ira Gershwin's 1921 Blah Blah Blah, and Madonna with Stephen Sondheim's 1991 puzzle, More. Without ever losing what makes them familiar, songs take us from the immediately recognizable and conventional to less familiar territory, where the surreal, the silly, the frivolous, and the fanciful make their own contributions to the story of love. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.